Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so this podcast is probably going to be pretty unorganized again. It's like I have to get this out. And I don't have any notes or anything like that. A lot of times when I do a podcast, I'll write down bullet points, just things I definitely want to touch on so that I can kind of keep myself organized. This will be just a disorganized hot mess. And speaking of that, I just posted the podcast I did with Cowboy Inn. I changed the settings on my microphone because there was somebody else and I wanted the sound to pick up from both sides of the microphone. But I actually think I put it on the wrong setting. Anyway, the sound quality is kind of crappy, but bear with it. I think it's a funny little podcast, a good one. And you get a little insight into Cowboy. And I apologize for the quality because I should have listened to it first. We should have done a test. We did a test with one setting and that didn't work. And then I switched it and just kind of went for it. So because it's a long post, I don't want to jack around and try to do another one. And, you know, we're going to roll with it. So anyway, that's up. Give that a listen. Okay. This is kind of springing off of that. I had a discussion with Cowboy and after that podcast that evening. And there's something that's coming up that I'm sort of having a real difficult time with. And that is, you know, this whole dominant submissive role. Originally I thought, you know, that I wanted to do it and, you know, there was a huge draw for me. And, you know, a big part of me is super intrigued and wants to do it. And I think it's sexy and, you know, and just very exciting. And I'm wanting to push that boundary. And what I'm finding is that I'm having a really, really hard time with it. Much more difficult than I thought. Surprisingly difficult. Like, almost like, you know, where you have a physical, like your throat, my throat gets constricted when I start thinking about it, or when I'm in the moment, I'm like, not because I have a hand over my throat, that is the case sometimes, but no, it's more just like I've been trying to go there, and I didn't actually realize, and it was just kind of pointed out to me, like that I have been fighting it, and I haven't really been going along with the program, so to speak. And, you know, and I thought about it, and it's true. I'm not going along with the program. And I'm sitting here, you know, and I said I'd be honest about this shit. And so here, you know, it's like I'm gonna put it out there. And this is not an easy podcast for me because it's gonna be revealing. And, you know, where I'm actually just thinking about, you know, taking a look at what is really holding me back from this. And it's surprising. I mean, I certainly didn't expect, I just did not expect that that would be the case, that I would be so, you know, reluctant or have a hard time with it. Like when I get there and I'm in the moment, like, it's almost like I can't bring myself to do it. And I think it has a huge part to do with the fact that I'm just in my normal everyday life, very, very, a very dominant woman. I have to be for my business and just, you know, kind of, in order to make things happen, you know, I have to be a real driver, a type A. And I would say, though, you know, to be frank, that's pretty much always been my personality anyway. And so for me to sort of let go of that and give that to someone else, I I don't really have a clue. I don't really have a clue how to do that. And every time, and it's also like the other thing that's really, I mean, the, you know, big factor with that is the trusting somebody with that and more so than them, really probably trusting myself, trusting that I can do that and I'll still be okay. Because, you know, that gets into a real, for me, a real gray zone. And, you know, when I'm in the unfamiliar territory, and that is extremely unfamiliar territory, that's when the wheels come off the bus, you know, and in my normal life, like that cannot happen. You know, I have to be in control. And so just trying to get there, it has been extremely, you know, shockingly difficult. Like I don't know why I'm struggling with it so badly, but I am. Now I'm going to keep pushing. I'm not giving up. But I just thought that that would be a piece of cake because I thought it would be fun and I thought it would be easy to do. And it's pushing up against something in me that's like, oh, fuck no. And it's probably just ego-based. It's probably more ego-based than anything. And, you know, I had little glimpses of it in some of the stuff that we've done, you know, that Cowboy Ann and I have done. And then I would sort of, you know, partake in that power exchange and I had a very good time. And I liked it a lot. I don't know why this feels like a bigger jump for me. I feel like there's more asked of me this time. Like I now, okay. All right. You've toe dipped. Now you really have to do it. And, I'm baffled by it. And, you know, Cowboy Ann keeps asking me where my boundaries are. And the truth is, I don't know. You know, I keep saying, I don't know. I think that's frustrating for him, but I don't fucking know. Because this is so unfamiliar and I'm not really sure that, you know, he understands me well enough to know, to get how unfamiliar this is for me. I mean, this is so not me, so not me, so, so, so not me. But I want it to be me. There's a part of me, like, I think the part that's saying no, 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 and really putting up the biggest fight is the ego. And then there's maybe, you know, then there's the part of the real me that's just like, you know, hey, you want this. You need to really just let go and go with it. And so it's really strange how conflicted I am about it and how it's presenting itself, you know, in the moment. Where, you know, I'm pretty much doing everything I can to kind of fight against it. Not necessarily fit with that intention or approaching it that way. I can see it in retrospect now, you know, because we did have a pretty frank conversation. And I'm... like, God, even just thinking about it right now, I swear to God, my heart's beating faster. It's like, it makes me so fucking nervous. I need some water. Hold on a second. My mouth is getting dry. Like I have a physical reaction to this. Okay. Oh, there we go. That's better. So, yeah, I'm trying to answer that question for myself. Like, can I be a submissive? Can I be submissive? I think the first time it sort of hit me square in the eyes was I don't know if it was a week ago or whatever, you know, he said something like, da 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 da, you did this to your potential dom. And I was like, I read it and I was like, what? Well, who the hell said, wait a minute, who signed up for that? And who said this was on the table? And, you know, and then I was just like, well, that's really what you've been doing, you know, but not, you've been doing, but not doing. And so, you know, I need to either, you know, switch gears and say, hey, that's not for me, or, you know, put up or shut up. Because right now I'm just kind of like going in a big circle, you know, like a dog chasing its tail. And, I hope I can get there. I'm going to really, really, really try. I mean, I swear my mom has some fucking anti-anxiety medicine. Maybe I'll take that. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But that might help me at least just take the edge off. I do not know what. Yeah. It's blowing me away. It's blowing me away. I've never felt anything like it. I've never felt so challenged internally. You know, I mean, I can handle, I've solved some big fucking problems. That is what I do. I mean, that's what I really, you know, I don't like the actual business that I do. It's really more problem solving than anything. And nothing rattles my cage. I mean, nothing. And this, you know, then there's something like this where someone's like, okay, now it's time for you to be submissive. And I'm like, you know, you've like, it's almost like he's saying, it's time for you to cut off your right arm. Here's the machete, do it. You know? And I'm like paralyzed with fear. What do I think is going to happen? You know, I like, if I just like, let, if I can just let go of the wheel and, you know, and stop, goofing around, you know, and jump in with both feet, just jump in the fucking deep end, go. That's the only way to do it. So I'm going to try. I'm going to fucking try. I don't know what's going to happen. And I have, again, I'm like, why is this so damn hard? You know, I'm perplexed. You know, I'm perplexed about it. But there's a big part of me that says, if it's this, if it's causing this much whatever to come up in you, you better face it. Whatever it is, you better walk right through it and go and do it and see what happens. And maybe it's all in your head, you know, and it's, but like I said, you would think instead of, hey, let's do something very fun and pleasurable, you would think he's asking me to cut off my right arm. And I don't necessarily, well, I was going to say, I don't necessarily understand that, but that would not be true. So I don't want to say something that's not truthful. I am though surprised. I'm not surprised that it's difficult. I'm surprised at how difficult I'm finding it. Like, that's really the biggest, like, holy shit, you know, like, why is this so hard? Like, I mean, I honestly could not wait to get the fuck out of there after that conversation. I'm like, alrighty, gotta go. And really not, you know, again, it's nothing, it's not about him at all. It has really nothing to do with him. It's about, all about me and the stuff that this is, you know, the reaction that this is causing. And I, you know, I just wanted to get in the car and think. I wanted to be alone with my thoughts and think it through. And I don't think I got, you know, I kind of had to sleep on it. I'm always good when I sleep on something. And then the next day, you know, when I woke up, I was just like, you know, this is really freaking you out. That, you know, that he is touching on something big, a hot button. And I don't want anybody or anything to take away, strip away that control. And that's a protective thing. You know, that's how I make sure that everything goes my way. And if I can't be controlling the outcome of something, you know, it's hard for me. I mean, I did kind of tell him that, you know, my whole life is built around that. I've built my whole life around that. Really. I'm not going to say my name. I'll use Curious Girl. It's the Curious Girl show. And you know, if you're not down with that, you know, either you got to get in line, get with the program, or that's, you know, or there's really no other option. I mean, that's kind of, especially, you know, business-wise, that's how I run it. And that obviously works in certain aspects. And this is just one area that it doesn't work. And in fact, it's the complete opposite. And so I'm kind of going, shit, how do I, you know, what do I do? How do I be that vulnerable? How do I be that exposed? I don't know. I do not know. Other than, like I said, you just jump in the fucking deep end and hope I don't have an anxiety attack. And if I do, you know, shit, I'll pass out right there. I won't even need my safe word. Oh God. Anyway, so I think that's what I needed to get off my chest. That's what I needed to be put on here. I know it's crazy. I mean, I said like I would, as I was doing this, I knew that this would, you know, inadvertently, you know, it's gonna bring up emotions. I mean, in the full spectrum, and you know, it has with people that I meet and they, you know, we kind of get attached and that, you know, if it doesn't work and things like that. I mean, that, you know, kind of happened with Titanic and, you know, and there's just all this weird, there's all these weird dynamics and things. And so I as someone who's always kind of very closed off, this is highly unusual for me to be doing a blog. And I'm closed off in private. So doing a blog and then B, you know, just putting it out there like that. It's really different for me. So, but I'm trying to do different stuff. So this is good. You know, change is good. That'll be my mantra. And, you know, go from there. So anyway, there you have it. Sorry for the rambling. I know this is an odd subject, but I felt like I better get right now while I'm like, but it's fresh in my mind and I'm feeling it. I better say it because it's going to be the most honest I can be. If I waited or if I even wrote about it, there is probably a risk that I would modify it, change it, you know, in some attempt to not really expose myself fully. So there you go. There's a look up under my skirt. Hope it was enjoyable. As usual, questions or comments, you can send to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.